Monday. The time is 5:30. You're listening to Say Hey right here on 90.1 KZFR, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio program. Because I am busy with a Yulog show tonight, I've got a special edition of Say Hey lined up for you. Tonight you will be hearing a 1977 interview from Newcastle in the United Kingdom with Muhammad Ali. So stick around and enjoy. Back next week with the usual edition of Say Hey. And now, I give you the greatest.
We're going to meet the man who, of course, transcends sport, who must be the most instantly recognized face in the world. And that face, by the way, is still unmarked, despite the fact that the hardest punches have hit it from time to time. Well, he's in the Northeast, as you said, to raise funds for the National Association of Boys Clubs, and he's done it off his own back, by the way, and in particular the Tyne and Wear Club. And he just loves meeting people, and that's why we're going to have a lot of fun with him, a no-punches-pulled session. Well, he is a familiar face, of course, to World of Sport, and what a pleasure it is to greet again the heavyweight champion of the world, Muhammad Ali. Well, Muhammad, I've been around the world with you quite a bit. What a reception that is. Isn't that fantastic? Are you enjoying yourself in the Tyne side?
It really is. I'm so happy I came here for the benefit of the Boys Club. I never knew I had so many old people and young people. And just everybody seemed to recognize me. I'm at the end of the road in boxing, probably another year or less I'll retire. But looking at all of this makes me want to start all over again.
It really does. I mean, do you continue boxing because you're still enjoying the glory of it, or you need the money?
Well, I don't really need the money, and I don't need the glory. But
I'll rephrase that question.
I enjoy boxing. I'll be sad the day I quit. I've been boxing since I was 12 years old. I'm 35 now. I know I don't look it, but I'm 35 now. 35 years old now, and I have to get out soon. I want to get out while I'm champion. I don't want to stay around like 99% of the fighters do wind up on the back. But I fight because I still like it. The things that I want to do, holding the world heavyweight title opens a lot of doors, gets you a lot of trips to a lot of countries. You get to go on a lot of television shows. When you're the champion, the day you retire, people don't really forget, but there's another champion, then he's in that spotlight. And I'm receiving publicity, and I attract people in a way that no other athlete has ever done. And I'm enjoying it, and a lot of things I want to promote as far as human rights, as far as people uniting, coming together, loving, respecting one another, helping bring peace to the world. There's a lot I can do with the title. And the longer I hold it, the more I do. So that's why I stay in it.
Well, we're going to turn now, Muhammad, to meet the Geordies and, of course, some of the champions that we're in the audience to ask some questions to keep you going. And the first question comes from a local councillor here right in the front. Would you like to ask the question, please?
I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome you to the Eldon Square Recreation Centre and ask you the first question. Could I ask you, Ali, what has been your greatest impression of the people and the city of Newcastle since you arrived here?
Well, the greatest impression that I've had here is the peace that's in the city, the serenity, the unity and the cleanliness. I've never saw no streets in my country, America, so clean. I've never saw people so orderly and obedient to the policeman. I asked the police officer, where's your pistol? He said, man, we don't need that here. In America, you need four policemen have to ride in the same car to guard each other. They all need on two pistols and a rifle and a shotgun and a big dog in case that don't work. And they're all riding. You all are so civilized and so clean, and so the city is just like heaven. This city, England, is heaven compared to America. In America, last weekend in Chicago, 12 people died fighting each other. A week before that, 24 died. They all happened to be my people, black people. Every day it's a murder, a killing, a robbery. In Ohio, the women are too afraid to come out at night because they get raped. And what impressed me so is I never believed that I could come to see so many people who were actually practicing the Christian religion, living it, not just preaching it, but living it. You all practice what people in my country preach.
We're going to the next question now. This is a former featherweight champion, Bobby Neal, who would like to ask you a question.
He box?
He was champion.
What does he box? Oranges, bananas?
No, kippers.
Right, Bobby. Muhammad, a few years ago, you reported in the press as saying that when you retire from boxing, boxing would be finished. Are you still of that opinion today?
Well, when I said that, I don't mean boxing will be finished. It'll just be flying a lot lower than it is now, a lot slower. Like, for an example, the Concorde, the airplane. If you take Concorde, if you were a pilot, or if you were a passenger who flew on the Concorde, or if you were a pilot, then you might say if the Concorde is no longer flying, that's the end of flying. It's not the end of flying per se. There'll be props and helicopters and this and that, but there'll be no more fast, good trips like the Concorde. So there'll be boxing when I'm out, but there'll be no more poetry. There'll be no more shuffles. There'll be no more predicting. There'll be no more, like, I'm surprised at the people that line the streets of the countries that I go to, Africa, Pakistan, Morocco, Syria, Scotland, France, London. I mean, people line the streets just like your queen was coming through. And athletes themselves that are around me have never saw. God has blessed me to attract more than just boxing fans. So therefore, when I quit, it won't boxing will still be. They'll make gloves, boys will box, but there'll never be a fighter, I think, in our lifetimes that can draw 2 billion people to watch a fight, which is 2,000 million. It's 4 billion people on the planet, and every time Muhammad Ali steps in the ring, 2 billion people watch the actual fight or the rerun, and they're conscious of the results. 2 billion, how many million is in all England?
I'll put it, that's no, enough money for the promoters, I'll tell you.
It's 200 million people in America. How many people in England?
Well, not as many as that, a quarter of that.
What's the population of England?
A quarter of that, isn't it?
Roughly.
About? Yeah. 50 million?
50? 50 million? Well,
fight fans or people?
No, I'm talking just people in England. How many? What's the Raleigh population fans, roughly?
Well, all of them know you, whoever they
no,
are.
No, what's the population?
I don't really know that often. About 55 million.
55 million.
Yeah, 50 well, to 55.
Well, picture everybody in England. There's a lot of people out here. Picture everybody in England and magnify 55 million to 2,000 million. Well, that's how many watch my fights.
Yeah.
So I think that after I'm through boxing, I'm not saying it'll be over. It'll be up Syria, Tunisia, power fights. I would say when I'm finished smoking, the old fellas will come to the fights, but not the other.
Question now. We have the Fort Carlos.
He's here. I didn't know he was so ugly.
I'd just like to say that I had the pleasure this morning to be in the company of Muhammad Ali, and I was just like to know how that competes with the rest of the world.
Being a black man, Asia, but this is the first time in a European fanfare and people admiring me like this. This is the first time, for lying in the streets. I mean, old. Hey, Muhammad Ali. She had a cane. People that old really knowing you. And then so far from America. There's a lot of people on earth. A person in the world. And it makes me feel real good.
Right. Okay. Good to hear. Right, sir.
I personally what do you consider your best performance yourself?
Williams was a mediocre fighter, never win, real young, like 25, 26. And Joe Frazier's much rougher than Williams. I fought a much better fighter, and I was older than the best one. Yeah. But I would say I may have done the shuffle and all this stuff.
Mohammed, I think that'll go well.
Wait, please.
That's a nice Geordie voice for you.
My prediction for the next fight. Prediction. I used to predict the exact round, but I'm not really that good yet. 1960, young, probably wasn't born in 63. In 63, I predicted in round two, Cooper hit me. You remember that, don't you?
Looking you in the eye at the time.
Big mouth is shut. The big mouth is shut. How's he going to explain?
Listen, would you like, Muhammad, would you like to give me Muhammad Ali?
That's when I was writing poem. The prettiest fighter that ever was indeed of a power world was dull and wearied with the chance of someone with color, someone which this brash young boxer is his destiny. Ali fights great. Increase your insurance. If he hits you once, Ralph counts 10. I'm the man this poem is about, the true champion of, and I knew the score. I told say three, they go in the. Do you remember? Hit him so hard, he forgot where October and November could pull a plow. Don't ask how.
You're listening to 90 interview with Muhammad Ali.
I'd like to ask you, I have a son 9 years old who takes a gift to a young boxer.
I'd like to make it his perfect. His mind, take the advantage of his youth much quicker than old people. Go to school. See, everybody was born to create as a purpose. The moon has a purpose. Everything you can think of was purpose too. And the wise man is he with the knowledge of the purpose. Tell a child to find out what teacher, a jet plane pilot, a mechanic, a car, would depend on if you make it or not. Because his health could be bad. Once he find out that he can be presumed some type of trade. So why there you make boxing a profession? Because the odds are years. See?
In the center block now we are.
You know, as most people do, like you took it too early. Oh, these are only terms the boxing authorities would...
Well, you fight, I took it too lightly. I get a lot of strength out of coming here and seeing you all. Vietnam, for 3.5 years, I loved me. So when I fought Joe for win, but after I lost Joe for weight, he said his wife, his children, the world met kings and leaders of the country, went back and trained real hard. So this is, I be with people. I got to talk to people, hug the people, kiss the children. This gets called Newcastle on the planet. And they even admire Muhammad Ali. And days I don't want to train, I'm going to make myself train. No, it's too many people who know me. So I get a lot of strength when I come out. I lost contact with the people. I looked the second time I was ready.
First fight, all three fight was really terrific. I agree with you. We got a young left-hand side. There he is. Yes, sir.
From boxing.
Now, at the moment, I'll do my best to wait.
When I retire from boxing, y'all think. If you're 30 years old, you are not but about all the 7, 8, 9 hours, all the nights, last night when you went to bed, you've been unconscious for about, okay, station to home, to another country, travel 2 years of your life, 2 years of sleeping, 2 years of traveling. Do you sit in school in America? We stay in school from,
yeah, virtually
6 or 12 years, break it down without leaving. Okay, 2 years of traveling, how many wrestling matches? How much entertainment? Probably 2 years of entertainment. By the time you have children, by the time you've paid for your home, you push your 60 chart. So you add up all your travel, up all your entertainment, you probably 5 years old. 30 more years, I'll be 60. Much as 65, your wife will tell you that. When you're 65, I'll be 65 in 30 more years. 30 years of daylight. After travel, probably 4 years of traveling in the next 30 years. Entertainment, about 3 years of entertainment. Years to be productive. 16 years. What's the best?
Owning real estate, going in business, teaching boxers, that won't get me to heaven.
The God, how many believe there's some power that's out here, somebody wise or not a God? All right. If I told you, going into existence, this glass, would you believe I just told you this?
No.
No. Well, I tell you, you wouldn't believe it.
No, I'm giving you the answer. That's
she wouldn't believe it. Popped into existence. It just, no man made it. You said Muhammad Ali's crazy. I told you those clothes you have on, wove them, you wouldn't believe it.
But if yourself, if this building didn't make it, how did the stars and Jupiter, Neptune and Mars, why is something planning to make it? So like Hitler kill all the Jews and get away, get it when he died. Inhale out of boxing is to get myself ready to meet sometime and crash. Don't paint to think that I'm going to hell. The reason I'm taking such a, I'm explaining what you asked me a question. Boxing or what I'm through, I'm going to do all I can. All the way to America, there's a bunch of God is watching for each. God don't give nothing. America, as far as your wealth, it's all here, each other. So, helping charities, helping people, religious beliefs. We need somebody in the world to, I want to see it. Because we live out in this room, some of you going to be now, some are going to be going to die soon. And if you live to be, which we don't do, right? Next for 145 of those. So, we don't have it about 80 years. We spend our life in heaven and hell. Body gets old. Some of you go to look at the, your bodies get tired. So your body is just housing you, each other, how we live, to see where I don't last for so long. So dead, there have been many gone, another one will come. Even your children are not yours. If you think back a year later and go slipping on your wife, you don't own you. I divorced my wife, you and daddy now. They don't see. What am I saying? When you die, are you going to eternity? Let's imagine. Is that right? Then take, imagine when you in hell burning, when? How long is that? Get, and I told you to wait 1,000 in sand until the desert is. Keep that up until there's no more sand in the desert. I'm 200 years old. We got 800 more years to go before I die one day and go to hell. I'm on an airplane that might blow up. I'm not, so the police, I might kill people. I might rob Scotland Yard, might not catch me, but I can get away. And I'm on a burn fight, and I only have 16 years to be productive. Get myself ready.
Say Hey has been made by Dahlmeyer Insurance Agency, a full service. Dahlmeyer Insurance provides a wide range of insurance to farm and ranch coverage. Dahlmeyer offers assistance and 533-34insurance.com.
You've been listening to A 1977. Stay tuned for regularly scheduled programming here on 90 Peace Talks Radio.
Today on Peace Talks,
I was inspired by cutting back in some.